The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
Black Rock Bar and Grill, folks, that's where you go for steak on a stone, steak your way. Ribeye is my choice. Ira is more of a filet guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as I say, still mooing filet guy.
Nothing wrong with that.
I like my steak good and not moving. Not moving anymore. You know, not living anymore.
And actually, I've gotten to the point now at Black Rock, what I really like is I'm still mooing on the inside, but I get just enough of a little bit of a, especially on the corners, a little char, a little crisp on the edge. It adds to the flavor. But I want the juicy red on the inside, juicy red inside. But I love the, not quite Pittsburgh style, which they call it when it's like burnt all the way on the outside, but a little bit of flavor. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, give me dead. That's what I'll take. That's what I'll take when it comes to my steak over at Black Rock Bar and Grill, 3776 South State Street in Ann Arbor. 3776 is the address. Steak your way. But it's not just seafood. You can grill up your seafood on that 755-degree slab of volcanic granite. And before you say, oh, no, I can't do it, I'm no cook, it's easy. It's an easy process. The waiter or waitress talks you through it. We got gotten a lot of review. Every single person that has gone to Black Rock based on our advice, we get all kinds of replies saying, man, that was great. Andy Minnery just said it on Monday. He said, man, I took the family there. It was awesome. We know some of the coaches take recruits there. Eric Backich, for instance, takes kids on recruiting visits, their recruiting visits to Black Rock Bar and Grill. So a great option for you. Appetizer menu is second to none. Same thing for the dessert menu. I highly recommend the Apple Crisp. Make it over to Black Rock Bar and Grill, 3776 South State Street in Ann Arbor. Want to get to the phones, and I think that's Eric in South Carolina.
It is, but real quickly, and he can give you another testimonial for Black Rock, but you were saying how you like your steak dead.
Yes.
So I just, in the moment, I imagined you with Boyz II Men in the background eulogizing your steak as you're cooking it, and then you take the bite.
See,
it's so hard to say goodbye.
It's not hard to say goodbye to the steak. It's not hard to say goodbye to that. I like saying goodbye to the steak. Let's go to the phones, 734-998-1050. Let's talk to Eric in South Carolina. Eric, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Sam?
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Hey, if you guys haven't been to Black Rock, man, you guys missing out. Me and Ethan went to Black Rock for dinner the last time we were up there, and I asked him whether he wanted to go for lunch the next day. First thing he came out of his mouth was, "Does Black Rock have lunch?"
They do, by the way. They do.
They do. And we end up eating Black Rock for dinner that night and lunch the day before. And then we had to went to Detroit. We probably would have had Black Rock for dinner again because he loved the place. So that's just tell you guys, it's kid friendly. He cooked his own steak. You know, of course, I was there watching him, but he cooked his own steak and he loved it. And that's all he's talking about is, he can't wait to go back to Michigan to go to Black Rock.
All right, so E, I got a couple of questions for you. One now and one before you hang up. But the one now is, we just had Kim Barnes of Rico on. Now I want to give you the opportunity, whether it's Kim or Juwan Howard. I want you to make it clear if you find or you know any other Ja Morants down there, let them know now. Because I know you were holding out on John Beilein. You cost John Beilein Ja Morant.
Or forever hold your peace.
If it wasn't for Eric in South Carolina, maybe Ja Morant would have been a Wolverine. But because of Eric in South Carolina, Ja Morant went to, what was it, Murray State?
Same colors, though.
So, can you help? Can you help a brother or help a sister out with players down there in South Carolina?
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Hey, bro, I wish I knew somebody. Unfortunately, I'm the coach of AAU football this season, so I haven't been on the AAU circuit, basketball circuit, as much as I used to be. and I couldn't really tell you. But, you know, Ja, I told you Ja had an interesting recruiting story.
Oh, no, no. I heard your excuses. I heard them. We don't need to plow that ground again. I got it. I just want to make sure you don't make the same mistake again.
Look, you're gonna have my fellow Michigan brethren hate me.
What's up, man? What's up? I don't want to hold you too long. What's up?
Hey, man. You know, I just want to call in, man. I'm gonna tell you, Kim Bartherico, man. I'm really happy for the track that the Michigan women's basketball team is on. And I actually met her about 3-4 years ago when I told her. I told her she was doing a great job, and I said, you know, as great as a job you're doing, your best work is ahead of you, and I totally believe in this women's basketball program, and I think you're going to take it to a place that is never seen before. I think you're going to do some great things at Michigan, and I think eventually Kim's going to get us a national championship. So I'm just happy to see that she's on track and so far so good, and I just wish her all the luck. She was an awesome person to meet, and she didn't treat me like a fan. She treated me like a friend, and it was one of the highlights of my I met a bunch of Michigan coaches, but Kim Bartherico was definitely up there high on the list, real high on the list. I don't want to put a number on it because I don't want to make nobody else mad. But I'm just glad to see her doing well, and I wish the women's basketball team the best of luck this season. I'm with Gracie. I watch them too, man. I root for them, and hey, they look good, man. I think we're gonna shake up, like Juwan House said, we're gonna shake up the world, baby. We're gonna shock the world.
Hey, before I let you go, E, do you remember my former co-host Andy Evans? You remember AE?
I do remember Andy. Yeah,
you do remember Andy. Do you remember Andy? Do you remember the freestyle rap Andy did?
Man, I do not remember.
You don't remember that.
Man. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Because coming up on the other side, from the archives, we were able to dig up, and I did this for Rich Reddy, to make Rich Reddy feel better about his rap skills. We went and found Curtis Blow, a.k.a. Andy Evans.
Yeah, for anyone that thinks that they are a terrible rapper, listen to this, and you will feel a little better about yourself. Sam, real quickly before we go to the break, two emails. The first one came from Draven Belleville. He goes, at BlackRock, I ordered my D'Antoni Sparty ribeye extra burnt and just done. And then we also got one in here, an email, Sam, from Cedric Small. He said, you got me, Sam. It's all love, though. I listen all the time. Now go blue. Sit, Spartan dog. LOL.
My man. There you go, Sam. There you go. Yeah, I love the influence. Hey,
best dressed man in Ann Arbor, right there.
I had a moment. John Beilein doing that. Now, you know I hate anything Cleveland, right? I hate Ohio, except for the ones that come up here to Michigan. So, you know, you can appreciate Desmond and, you know, Charles coming from Fremont. I mean, it's some, you know, Marcus Ray from Columbus. You can appreciate Elvis Gerbach, right? But things that stay in Ohio, I could do without them. So this is not me being hype about the Cleveland Cavaliers, but John Beilein was on the mic talking about a loss. He said, you know, we could talk about this, we could talk about that, you know, X's and O's, but we just need more dog. We don't have enough dog out there. And Ira, the pride that I had at hearing John Beilein talk about dog on his team, it's like it was a proud moment, man. Very proud moment. Happy to hear it. At any rate, we got to get to a break. Coming back on the other side, we are going to catch up with Rich Reddy, and we're going to reintroduce you to AE. What did he call himself? The big AE? Something like that? Tony Top 3 on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA The Ticket.